Well, I've been working this morning on the computer. I've got actually three or four projects that are kind of up in the air right now that are kind of cool. But I stopped, as I so often do, at least once an hour and kind of chill out. And this time I decided to take in some of my usual sites. And I've got a rant here. And if you haven't been to this site, I'm sorry. But I absolutely have to rant about this. There's a site that I have both a love-hate relationship. I've got a love-hate relationship going on with. I love it because it's a very quick, easy, convenient access to a lot of science fiction, fantasy, sort of sci-fi film, and just general sci-fi information. I hate it because it's like bizarro world sometimes reading it. The site is io9.com. It's part of the Gizmodo. I've gone blank. What is it? That constellation of websites with Gawker. There we go, Gawker. It's. The problem is that they actually do have up-to-date information, and they'll have interesting stuff, but anytime they start voicing some opinion, and like, for instance, Halloween is always a time, so they'll start talking about the best and the worst and all this kind of stuff, I have to completely call shenanigans on these people. There are times you really kind of wonder what exactly their science fiction bona fides really are. I am a hardcore science fiction nerd. I mean, I am that guy that knows the stuff that no one else cares about when it comes to science fiction. And I think I've got very general taste, and I'm a very easygoing. I'm not a basher when it comes to other people's opinions. But man, IO9, why? I was reading they've got, of course, again for Halloween, their usual kind of stuff. And I'll tell you what it is. This is going to sound sexist. It is not sexist, just so you know. It is not a sexist thing. But one thing that I have noticed is that the opinions, the feel of IO9 does not really represent a very, how can I put this? It doesn't represent a full-bodied, I'm going blank, Ghost Hunters is on and it keeps distracting me. It doesn't represent a very good cross-section of science fiction fans. It has a tendency to represent a very narrow band, and it is, and I'm not saying that there's, I'm not, again, it's not sexist, I'm not saying this is a problem, I'm just saying this is what it represents. It does represent primarily the female science fiction sort of persuasion. Fine. I know what you're saying is, well, then go to another website. Problem is, there aren't a lot of really great science fiction websites out there. I've considered starting one. If I had more time, I probably would. But I don't know. I just reading, and I know I'm sort of rambling at this point, but you just have to go on there and read it. If you're a science fiction fan, go on, look at some of their opinion stuff from time to time, and it just blows your mind. You've got the editors, there's Anna Lee Newitz, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, Charlie Jane Anders, it's just not there, it's really infuriating. Again, I'm not even a basher, I'm not somebody that gets upset when people don't like my kind of movies, I'm not that kind of nerd, I kind of like everything, but man, you read some of this stuff and you're just like, for crying out loud, you know, pull yourself out of your own opinion and sort of look at it from a broader perspective. I don't know. And one thing I will never understand, why, I don't know, it tends to be a very bashy website. I just want to go on record as saying IO9 bashed the hell out of the new Star Trek movie. Why is beyond my, it is beyond the powers of the human mind to understand why they bashed that movie as hard as they did. I will never understand it. I don't know. Anyway, that's my rant. I'm sorry. I'm incredibly busy, but I had to rant and nerd out a little bit about this website. Maybe you disagree. If you disagree, that's great. But it's always, it's a little stunning to me how off the mark they can actually be.